on February 22nd, 1992.
Now I'd have to go again to my scanners as to see who asked me this question, but I'm pretty sure that it was one of your group has asked about somebody's map.
Yes, perhaps two of us. Lori Wilkinson's I Am America map.
Other than try to sort out these various and sundry prophetic maps, let me give you a little bit of a picture of what is apt to happen. And this is barring, this is accepting what Mother Nature may do. Let me just tell you what your enemies have done and what they plan. There are many things you see they plan to do prior to really nuking you. And part of this is coming right out of your own government and will be pulled into play so that national emergencies and things like that can be brought down on you. There is full intent to take out New York City, that whole area around New York, and much of that area adjacent to New York as far as the New England states are concerned. There is an offshore, part of it's on shore, but an offshore fault that's a major fault. That one is planned to be shifted. Then, of course, you have the New Madrid, which will open from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. That would be a major rift. At the same time, the enemy would take out the bridges crossing the river. This would be first, so that there would be no way to get from one side of the river to the other until it can be determined if the earthquake itself will be large enough once triggered to serve the purpose. You see, you will have an inland sea that will just simply split the United States. On the western coast, you will have the San Andreas Fault, which will go. Now, the tectonic plates in that area are shoving up under the United States massive plate. The Pacific plate is coming under, thrusting upward, so that many of the mountainous areas of California will be lifted, and in parts of the Mojave Desert and in this area around Tehachapi, you will be lifted up. And that's one reason this place becomes safe. It isn't a matter of a city toppling off into the ocean. It is more that it will get sucked under as the vibrations. You see, if they break it loose with vibrations. Could I have water for her, please? It's right there somewhere.
Oh, you want her?
I don't care. She can't talk. I'm yelling, so I'm about to take her voice.
You deserve a break.
Well, we don't take many breaks until everyone is numb on the other end and between the ears. We keep going. We're like the ever-ready rabbit. We just go. Anyway, you have so many, you have removed so much oil, so much water, you have such a catacomb, like a beehive of tunnels and things under the West Coast, especially in Southern California, that it will just roll under. But for a long time, it probably, and if Mother Nature does it, rather than man, you won't have the shaking. You see, the ideal way now, rather than detonate cobalt bombs, is to sit with the beam on you and just pulverize you, just shake you until it gives. And it will give first along those fault lines. But in the shaking, just as with any earthquake, but more so when it's caused by a frequency vibration system set up, it will liquefy. And it will first sink, and then it will have a tendency to roll under the continent. So you can see that there can be great devastation along the coastline. Well, anywhere near actually the fault. The safest places, of course, are going to be anywhere on the major landmass side of these shakings. And because you have an ocean on either side, you cannot judge the size of that ocean plate. Plus, in both oceans, you're going to have to realize that the ocean bottom is coming up. And you're going to have the old continents rising at any rate. Slow at first, but if you have to have a massive slippage to handle the death and devastation that's coming, you can see that the earth will simply shift and wash ocean water into the contaminated areas. That will clean both radioactivity, and I believe you can see that if you have 6 billion people dead, your earth is so contaminated that it can only be cleansed by the oceans and the scavengers. And you face a bigger problem. You've already really destroyed your oceans. You're getting more and more algae tides, red tides. These are bad algaes. They're contaminated, polluted, and they already bear disease, and they're killing your fishes. And if you have contaminated bodies, if it should be through radioactivity, it's going to kill the scavenger fishes. There is a new breed of scavenger bird, I guess you call them buzzards, that have been introduced, and they are laying large clutches of chicks. You know, where you might have one or two buzzard chicks survive. These are producing 4 to 5 chicks. And they are being produced and readied to clean the bodies. Now, this is not pretty to look at. And God isn't setting this up for you. And I don't know what to say to make it easy for you to take. But I can give you confirmation, and I will do so in the journals. I won't take time today. So when you have these maps, you have projections by ones who are seeing this plan, have heard this plan, innately know this plan. And if it comes to the point of having to clean this planet for the survival of the planet itself and the reclamation, just like you have Jupiter and Mars, Venus, the other planets that are now barren were once inhabited. And it's a sad commentary when it comes to that. And before we will allow another Moldek to happen, if in fact through prana waves, scalar beams, all these tinker toys, if you start pulverizing the planet so that it goes to pieces, it will not be allowed to come into space. You will be encapsulated. All possible ones will be evacuated. And when I mean all possible ones, we will take evil, good, anybody. Because it does damage soul essence. The only ones that will be left are the robotoids who have no soul. and no promise of one. So you might well perceive, if it were today, that many are left. Yes, many are left, but many are not viable soul forms. They are simply material beings that will last through their generation of experience. That is not for you to worry about at this point. But you must be concerned about self, because obviously you are soul beings. And even ones with evil intent will simply be lifted off and placed into security in another placement equivalent to that which is here. That doesn't mean they're going into the places of God. It means they're being transported for the protection of their soul being. And that's where the Ashtar command comes in, and that's what's talked about as evacuation. That does not mean that if you have a little nuclear war, you're going to be evacuated. You will not. The massive planet will be evacuated only under that circumstance. Many of you will be evacuated if it comes to massive nuclear war. But most of you will not. And the interesting thing is, when the day comes, who will get in that beam and who will not? It's like the man on the roof and the water's rising and he declines the lifeboat and the rowboat and the helicopter, waiting for God to save him. And then when you get on over there somewhere and say, "I waited, God, where were you?" He will say, "I sent three things to pick you up." How many are going to be waving goodbye? Because God will not force. You must make your evolution according to your level of growth. And my job is to bring the word and bring the people and the workers of God into enlightenment so that you know not to wave goodbye when I send the boat. Let's have another question. I have a tendency to go completely out on a limb.
That was good information for us to have. Thank you. Am I correct in deducing that the physical bodies of Earth beings are being destroyed by nuclear waste buildup and radiation fallout, but the souls are not harmed by this?
At this point, the souls are not. There may come a point if they're being damaged. Well, I don't want to go into beam. What is happening to you as far as soul and energy and mind is concerned. Your nervous systems are more and more and more impacted by what we would call the adversary's beam system. It's a literal pulse beam, very real. Usually the low frequencies are the ones they like to use on you, because they cause cardiac arrest. And they cause great massive depression in whole masses. And through these particular pulse systems, they can introduce biological elements, all sorts of things. Chemicals travel along those pulses. So we won't talk about that. As far as the testing and the actual radiation in the air, yes, you are being affected, but at this point it is mostly your bodies. And it is expressing itself in the form of carcinomas. Next question.
You endorse the teachings of Rudolf Steiner?
No. I don't denounce them either. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. And Todd, I've had a request for some spontaneous questions from the floor. Would you entertain some Some questions from guests of the group today?
Absolutely, certainly.
Thank you. Grace?
Hi, my name is Grace Neal. And the question is, I was told that at the age of 19 that I had an encounter with other space beings that actually put some form of electrodes or some form of some device in me to keep me from doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Can you comment on that at all?
Well, I can't comment on whether or not I can tell you that no group of light beings in service to God would leave you in a quandary of this sort.
No, it wasn't service of light beings. No, it was quite the opposite.
Well, I would have to really go to scanners, but I would suspect that it probably is not true. And I'll tell you why I think that. It isn't necessary. You see, they can specifically now pinpoint various and sundry ones. I mean from the moon, precious, a beam can focus on a business card on Earth. So you may very well have been singled out. And if you had a mission, let me tell you, they know it. You can look back at your entire life and begin to see where the pieces begin to fit to get you to the mental attitude in which you sit today. And there is a concerted effort to keep the people of God from doing their work in any way possible. So if this has been told to you, if you feel this may have been done, accept it as a good warning and know that your job is great and hold strong. They cannot stand against the light. I repeat, they cannot and will not stand against the light. That is to intimidate you, and it is up to you whether or not you allow that to happen.
Thank you.
You have a great contribution to make. Hold that in your heart, and don't be frightened by that kind of encounter. Next, please.
Question. I'm wondering what George Bush is planning for the election in November.
Louder, please.
You're wondering what George Bush is planning for the election?
That's correct.
George Bush doesn't really care about getting into the presidency again, because George Bush plans on being one of the participants and major heads of the United Nations organization. But he does want one of his own puppets in there. Preferably, he would run again for president, hoping that he would get it. And that brings Quayle into play. Now, I want all of you who laugh at little fluffy feathered Quayle to be very serious for a moment. I want all of you to remember what you thought of George Bush. Remember the wimp? Be very, very careful. This young man is totally programmed and groomed. And he will be one of the worst tyrants that ever hit this nation if he is put into a place of power, because he is manipulated just exactly like the puppet he is. Now, actually, so is George Bush. The only point is that George Bush is set up to be one of the bigger puppets. And he operates at the string pulling of one Henry Kissinger. Now, Henry Kissinger is no different than George Bush. He answers to the Committee of 300, which is headed by the royal family of Great Britain. So if you haven't been reading, I suggest you really start paying attention, and I suggest you get on the waiting list for Dr. Coleman's book on the Committee of 300, because you're going to get names and places, and you're going to know your enemy. While he is writing and producing that, I am giving you hook, line, and sinker on the CIA and the Bush connection. So we're bringing forth some extremely critical, dangerous material. But you're going to get an entire listing of names. Now, when you get to ones like Rothschild and Rockefeller, know that that simply is a representative of that family group. And that some of these members of the committee basically change. But it is all control, and it is all major, major portion of the British Israel organization, and they are your Antichrist. Now, is there more I could add to that? Quite frankly, I forgot the question.
Does anybody else have any spontaneous questions?
Spontaneous question. Hassan, how was it, the whole thing with channeling with Dharma, do you understand our English talking to you, or is it necessary, how come you can't talk to us on the radio or whatever? Why is it necessary that you use the medium of a human being such as Dharma to communicate with him?
I only use her as a translator, because you ones don't seem to understand my language. If you were in the room, and I were in the room, I guess I could speak. I have no reason to speak. I just have no reason to speak. All my communication is through this kind of a route at this time. When I am with you, which I fully will be, then I will speak. I practice at it from time to time. I don't have any need to speak. And when I utilize, it's like a foreign language. There are now a few who can pick up the pulses, even in your intelligence community, because you see, they come right through on a frequency that some of your military radio bands can pick them up. This new system can pick them up. But it's like a code to anyone receiving them. You know, we've had ones who have been able to pick up the signals when I give the frequency, and they say, well, I can't understand these beeps and tones. Well, I'm sorry. That's the language. And she's trained to interpret it. That's all. She's a translator. Nothing more. I send a radio signal and she translates it, just as if I were speaking Russian, like Gorbachev, and someone is there translating it into English. And if you can understand it, then you needn't have her at all. I don't mean to be flippant. I got a giggle or two in here. But there's no reason that you can't understand, except that you just don't. It's a radio signal.
Dharma Lady hears this language that we wouldn't understand, but she does understand it?
It's not a language. It's a pulse. It's a pulse, like a Morse code, only extremely rapid. You see, what you ones don't understand is that many of you were, quote, in this first migration, and you're back for a very specific purpose. And this is hers. She understands it. She's trained in it. You will do something else, for instance. We don't need everybody to translate, but I'll tell you where all of the ones who base their livelihood and their egos and everything else on this receiving stuff are going to be shortly out of a job. There isn't anybody who can't receive. No one. And as all of mankind becomes more enlightened, everybody will be receiving, and it's not going to be any different. There's nothing special about it. And ones who make it special and set them up as gurus, that's a gross error. And they are the ones making the error. That doesn't mean that some of them are not giving extremely valid information. I don't even like to talk about the subject because I don't even wish to speak on the subject. If you are studying your material, God gives you and wants you to have everything there is. He wants you to have knowledge. He wants you to read every book you can get your hands on, good, bad, or otherwise. Then you will know. And you will know for self. You don't need a fortune teller. Please be discerning. And when you're trying to discern what may be valid, ask a series of questions. If it is the local minister, and if you are a minister, go within and ask yourself, what am I telling these people? What am I doing to tell them not to experience? You see, here's what's happening. Don't read any of that Phoenix material. It's from Satan. It's evil. Cast it out. Burn it. Why? If it is so bad, are you so stupid that you can't see it? They don't want you to have it for the same reason you may not question the Holocaust in Canada, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, or Germany. What might be in there that man, M-A-N, doesn't want you to have? Because you are innately intelligent. And you will know truth when you see it. God will always tell you to read it all. Truth will stand. And you're going to find contradictions from one journal to another. I don't know how you go. This is the next question. Well, I haven't time to read 52 journals. I'm sorry, I cannot help you there. I can only put it down. You have to decide what you will do with it. But never will God tell you not to read it all. Go read Rompta. Go read Lazarus. Go read Mafu. Listen to what they say. Mark it against the laws of God, and if it holds true, it is true. If it crosses those laws as given, and you know what they are, because every soul birthed is born with that knowledge. And if you have to do anything in the secret places, hidden places, question why you do that. And why you go to other men for your sanction to continue it. Because you turn away from God. Use your discernment. I will not speak against these others. I had Dharma cut her teeth on Rompta. She wanted nothing to do with any part of this and had never heard of such a thing. And she didn't know any Jay-Z Knight. And maybe 5 years ago, I don't lose track of your time. A book on Rompta came into her hands. I believe through Desiree Green was the instigator. She had heard about it, and I believe Oberle might have gotten it from Washington. But it's funny, you will find the Phoenix material banned in Rumpfe's group. Well, I don't ban Rumpfe. I certainly do not ban the Bible. That's what comes back to me. The Bible is the greatest substantial support for what I write. You can see it. Wars and things of that sort are not of God. And yet all of the good and wondrous teachings of God are not ruined in that book. And because they were not completely ruined in that book, your enemy had to go write another one called the Talmud. I am not going to discern for you whether Enoch is valid or what is the Urantia book. Go through there. Choose those things that are truth. Mark up if you wish to ignorance or accident or error. And don't forget that some of these books have been rewritten and rewritten and retranslated. And each time there is translation, I can't imagine anyone in either of these groups this day, and Oberle sitting here writing as fast as he can so he can find anything on these tapes later, who will be able to give me back what I have given to you. And you're talking about a master that experienced, and it was put to print some 300 years after his passing. Just use reason. God gave it to you. You will know. You don't need to ask. And if you enjoy the social aspect of being with these groups because they are headed in the right direction, then I suggest you be there. You will know when it's time to pass on because you will seek farther. And God will always be there. God does not turn from man. Man turns from God. But I must caution you, after these migrations, and when you reach that final hour and you have decided against God and God has to depart from this planet with his people, he will depart. And this planet will be devoid of God, and I don't care by what definition you wish to write this story. Hell is the absence of God and light. For God is light, and God is the Word. And when God severs himself from a place or a people, you are left in hell by any definition. Any other questions?
Yes, I have one.
Please.
A number of us have not taken any of the flu shots in the last 10 or 15 years and yet have suffered ongoing flu symptoms or cold symptoms. How does this happen if we're not taking the flu shot? Is there something else that's being directed at people?
Well, the flu shots, as far as I'm concerned, are only damaging anyway. Yes. You are continually under bombardment. And you will have whole masses of the community coming down at once. They are testing their system. They are debilitating the population. They are getting ready to set you up for an emergency of one kind or another continually now. Your government has to maintain its executive order capability. Plus, this has been going on, you see, for decades. Decades. Various and some, let's see. higher forms of killing. Paxton, I believe, is the author. I don't want to go to my scanners. Somebody, I know that the name of the book is Higher Forms of Killing. Go in there and see what they were doing with chemical warfare and biological warfare and testing against whole cities like San Francisco, and how it can be that everybody in town will come down with the flu or a bad cold in the same afternoon, or poisoning, you know, sickness, Legionnaire's disease, etc. I'm sorry. I really kind of wish that God did some of these things so we could stop it. But you've been set up. And I would like to say it's going to get better. I would perceive that it's going to get worse. And it would seem hopeless. But I'm telling you, you are the hope. The truth will give you your freedom. And you are the hope. We're the host. We have come to walk with you, to prepare a way and a place for the Master to return, so that you can get on with some higher lessons. And it's not mystical. This is a sad part of it. You're made to be terrified. It's only ignorance. I didn't say stupidity. You just don't yet know. So be a little patient and be kind to yourself. And I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you to do to stop these symptoms, because you're just going to have them. But you will be able to counter them. I'm sorry I couldn't give you more. Is there another question?
What is it that we should be focusing on at this time?
Obviously God, and that ultimate journey, and to bring this planet back into balance. What you must focus on in your nation as a people is the holding on to your constitution, which is being taken completely away from you. It already is in practice. You think that you're a free nation, you're not. And all of your constitutional rights are one by one being taken from you. Your judicial system is an incredible mess. There is no justice. It is completely controlled. So your focus at this particular time is whatever is required to hold that constitution as a viable form of political, if nothing else, foundation. Because no matter what happens, if there is a remnant left to reclaim and rebuild, you will have the foundation already structured, the blueprint, if you will, for how to build a nation. And then at this point, you need to effort to get someone into that White House that maybe can begin to make a difference. I am continually asked this question. I support voting rights. I would, however, suggest that probably voting rights hasn't a prayer of winning any presidency. They won't let him get on the air. He is not a sophisticated person in the rest of the misery when you get outside the CIA and the special forces and the military. The most ideal thing that you could do would be to elect someone like a Pat Buchanan. Perfection? No. But let me have one of you present me with perfection, and I'll discuss it. There are many ones who are expressing the right ideas, but they're not running. You need someone who is running, who can get it, and demand they have a running partner like a Bo Brights, so that you can get some force into that office when you get in there. The closer you get to getting someone elected, let us go back to North Carolina yesterday or the day before. They had a Republican meeting, and only Bush was allowed in. Now, this is where you are with your Constitution. They are absolutely blatantly throwing it in your face. So I would guess that if it begins to look as if somebody else will get in there, if it is not one of Bush's people, and when I'm talking about that, I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican. You can talk about Clinton. I'm not interested in his lifestyle, but I'll tell you one thing. He is a member of the Bilderbergers, and that is a right hand of the Committee of 300 World Controllers. And you can trace his family right up through the ranks. So you see, if he were in there, he would be a tool. But they are literally, your Zionist counterparts, really want to pull Bush down and get their own in there. So you have massive political play at the top. You see, Israel put a contract on Bush's life when he didn't give the money over. And your government, your Congress, is controlled through those Zionist lobbies. 65% of your Congress is in the pocket of Israel. Now, amazingly enough, we talk about the ADL of B'nai B'rith as a Jewish organization, and therefore the Anti-Defamation League is a Jewish organization. No, it is not a Jewish organization. It was created and spread about by British intelligence. And right out of that same mold comes the World Zionist Organization, the World Jewish Organization, the World Jewish League. You have to understand that it's very hard to isolate your enemy. But there's some great and massive power plays being taken place at the top levels. Now, the thing that you better hold your breath about, that will be shocking to you, is that probably your human salvation. That's a bad choice of words, but I don't find another one. Your help is going to come from some very strange human resources. And they're going to come out of what they call the White Russians. Because you see, the military machine in Russia, the KGB, forget it. I tell you to forget it because it's all lumped now into this massive one organization of the KGB, Mossad, CIA, you name it. These are the top elite forces. They are masters at terrorism. But the cosmospheres and most of the nuclear, massive nuclear weapons are still not in the hands of those Soviets who are now calling themselves united or unified or something, which isn't even a word, it's a verb. You unify things. They are neither unified nor is it a word. But that's what they're calling themselves. And so far, those cosmospheres are keeping peace in your world. And this is another reason that they'd like to get this grid system, the elite, and this is why the satellites keep going up. And for every satellite that goes up, you can know at least 10 others are being placed to bounce off those beams. as they cross the ocean, because they're now towers probably every 50 to 60 miles all over your globe where there is landmass. And they can focus these woodpecker beams on the curvature of the earth. You see, Tesla's things have been perfected. Far, far.
On February 22nd, 1992.
Now, I'd have to go again to my scanners as to see who asked me this question, but I'm pretty sure that it was one of your group has asked about somebody's map.
Yes, perhaps two of us. Lord Wilkinson's I Am America map.
Other than try to sort out these various and sundry prophetic maps, let me give you a little bit of a picture of what is apt to happen. And this is barring, this is accepting what Mother Nature may do. Let me just tell you what your enemies have done and what they plan. There are many things you see they plan to do prior to really nuking you. And part of this is coming right out of your own government and will be pulled into play so that national emergencies and things like that can be brought down on you. There is full intent to take out New York City, that whole area around New York, and much of that area adjacent to New York as far as the New England states are concerned. There is an offshore, part of it's on shore, but an offshore fault that's a major fault. That one is planned to be shifted. Then, of course, you have the New Madrid, which will open from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. That would be a major rift. At the same time, the enemy would take out the bridges crossing the river. This would be first, so that there would be no way to get from one side of the river to the other until it can be determined if the earthquake itself will be large enough once triggered to serve the purpose. You see, you will have an inland sea that will just simply split the United States. On the western coast, you will have the San Andreas Fault, which will go. Now, the tectonic plates in that area are shoving up under the United States massive plate. The Pacific plate is coming under, thrusting upward, so that many of the mountainous areas of California will be lifted, and in parts of the Mojave Desert and in this area around Tehachapi, you will be lifted up. And that's one reason this place becomes safe. It isn't a matter of a city toppling off into the ocean. It is more that it will get sucked under as the vibrations. You see, if they break it loose with vibrations. Could I have water for her, please? It's right there somewhere.
Oh, you want her?
I don't care. She can't talk. I'm yelling, so I'm about to take her voice.
You deserve a break.
Well, we don't take many breaks until everyone is numb on the other end and between the ears. We keep going. We're like the ever-ready rabbit. We just go. Anyway, you have so many, you have removed so much oil, so much water, you have such a catacomb, like a beehive of tunnels and things under the West Coast, especially in Southern California, that it will just roll under. But for a long time, it probably, and if Mother Nature does it, rather than man, you won't have the shaking. You see, the ideal way now, rather than detonate cobalt bombs, is to sit with the beam on you and just pulverize you, just shake you until it gives. And it will give first along those fault lines. But in the shaking, just as with any earthquake, but more so when it's caused by a frequency vibration system set up, it will liquefy. And it will first sink, and then it will have a tendency to roll under the continent. So you can see that there can be great devastation along the coastline. Well, anywhere near actually the fault. The safest places, of course, are going to be anywhere on the major landmass side of these shakings. And because you have an ocean on either side, you cannot judge the size of that ocean plate. Plus, in both oceans, you're going to have to realize that the ocean bottom is coming up. And you're going to have the old continents rising at any rate. Slow at first. But if you have to have a massive slippage to handle the death and devastation that's coming, you can see that the earth will simply shift and wash ocean water into the contaminated areas. That will clean both radioactivity, and I believe you can see that if you have 6 billion people dead, your earth is so contaminated that it can only be cleansed by the oceans and the scavengers. And you face a bigger problem. You've already really destroyed your oceans. You're getting more and more algae tides, red tides. These are bad algaes. They're contaminated, polluted, and they already bear disease, and they're killing your fishes. And if you have contaminated bodies, if it should be through radioactivity, it's going to kill the scavenger fishes. There is a new breed of scavenger bird, I guess you call them buzzards, that have been introduced, and they are laying large clutches of chicks, you know, where you might have one or two buzzard chicks survive. These are producing 4 to 5 chicks. And they are being produced and readied to clean the bodies. Now, this is not pretty to look at. And God isn't setting this up for you. And I don't know what to say to make it easy for you to take. But I can give you confirmation. And I will do so in the journals. I won't take time today. So when you have these maps, you have projections by ones who are seeing this plan, have heard this plan, innately know this plan, and if it comes to the point of having to clean this planet for the survival of the planet itself, and the reclamation, just like you have Jupiter and Mars, Venus, the other planets that are now barren were once inhabited. And it's a sad commentary when it comes to that. And before we will allow another Maldek to happen, if in fact through prana waves, scalar beams, all these tinker toys, if you start pulverizing the planet so that it goes to pieces, it will not be allowed to come into space. You will be encapsulated. All possible ones will be evacuated. And when I mean all possible ones, we will take evil, good, anybody. Because it does damage soul essence. The only ones that will be left are the robotoids who have no soul and no promise of one. So you might well perceive, if it were today, that many are left. Yes, many are left, but many are not viable soul forms. They are simply material beings that will last through their generation of experience. That is not for you to worry about at this point. But you must be concerned about self, because obviously you are soul beings. And even ones with evil intent will simply be lifted off and placed into security in another placement equivalent to that which is here. That doesn't mean they're going into the places of God. It means they're being transported for the protection of their soul being. And that's where the Ashtar command comes in, and that's what's talked about as evacuation. That does not mean that if you have a little nuclear war, you're going to be evacuated. You will not. The massive planet will be evacuated only under that circumstance. Many of you will be evacuated if it comes to massive nuclear war. But most of you will not. And the interesting thing is, when the day comes, who will get in that beam and who will not? It's like the man on the roof and the water's rising and he declines the lifeboat and the rowboat and the helicopter waiting for God to save him. And then when you get on over there somewhere and say, "I waited, God, where were you?" He will say, "I sent three things to pick you up." How many are going to be waving goodbye? Because God will not force. You must make your evolution according to your level of growth. And my job is to bring the word and bring the people and the workers of God into enlightenment so that you know not to wave goodbye when I send the boat. Let's have another question. I have a tendency to go completely out on a limb.
That was good information for us to have. Thank you. Am I correct in deducing that the physical bodies of Earth beings are being destroyed by nuclear waste buildup and radiation fallout, but the souls are not harmed by this?
At this point, the souls are not. There may come a point if they're being damaged. Well, I don't want to go into being what is happening to you as far as soul and energy and mind is concerned. Your nervous systems are more and more and more impacted by what we would call the adversary's beam system. It's a literal pulse beam, very real. Usually the low frequencies are the ones they like to use on you, because they cause cardiac arrest and they cause great massive depression in whole masses. And through these particular pulse systems, they can introduce biological elements, all sorts of things. Chemicals travel along those pulses. So we won't talk about that. As far as the testing and the actual radiation in the air, yes, you are being affected, but at this point it is mostly your bodies. And it is expressing itself in the form of carcinomas. Next question.
Endorse the teachings of Rudolf Steiner.
No. I don't denounce them either. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. And John, I've had a request for some spontaneous questions from the floor. Would you entertain some questions from guests of the group today?
Absolutely, certainly.
Thank you. Great.
Hi, Anton. My name is Grace Neal, and the question is, I was told that at the age of 19 that I had an encounter with other space beings that actually put some form of electrodes or some form of some device in me to keep me from doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Can you comment on that at all?
Well, I can't comment on whether or not I can tell you that no group of light beings in service to God would leave you in a quandary of this sort.
No, it wasn't service of light beings. No, it was quite the opposite.
Well, I would have to really go to scanners, but I would suspect that it probably is not true, and I'll tell you why I think that. It isn't necessary. You see, they can specifically now pinpoint various and sundry ones. I mean, from the moon, precious, a beam can focus on a business card on Earth. So you may very well have been singled out. And if you had a mission, let me tell you, they know it. You can look back at your entire life and begin to see where the pieces begin to fit to get you to the mental attitude in which you sit today. And there is a concerted effort to keep the people of God from doing their work in any way possible. So if this has been told to you, if you feel this may have been done, accept it as a good warning and know that your job is great and hold strong. They cannot stand against the light. I repeat, they cannot and will not stand against the light. That is to intimidate you, and it is up to you whether or not you allow that to happen.
Thank you.
You have a great contribution to make. Hold that in your heart, and don't be frightened by that kind of encounter. Next, please.
Question. I'm wondering what George Bush is planning for the election in November.
Louder, please.
You're wondering what George Bush is planning for the election?
That's correct.
George Bush doesn't really care about getting into the presidency again, because George Bush plans on being one of the participants and major heads of the United Nations organization. But he does want one of his own puppets in there. Preferably, he would run again for president, hoping that he would get it. And that brings Quayle into play. Now, I want all of you who laugh at little fluffy feathered Quayle to be very serious for a moment. I want all of you to remember what you thought of George Bush. Remember the wimp? Be very, very careful. This young man is totally programmed and groomed. And he will be one of the worst tyrants that ever hit this nation if he is put into a place of power, because he is manipulated just exactly like the puppet he is. Now, actually, so is George Bush. The only point is that George Bush is set up to be one of the bigger puppets. And he operates at the string pulling of one Henry Kissinger. Now, Henry Kissinger is no different than George Bush. He answers to the Committee of 300, which is headed by the royal family of Great Britain. So if you haven't been reading, I suggest you really start paying attention, and I suggest you get on the waiting list for Dr. Coleman's book on the Committee of 300, because you're going to get names and places, and you're going to know your enemy. While he is writing and producing that, I am giving you hook, line, and sinker on the CIA and the Bush connection. So we're bringing forth some extremely critical, dangerous material. But you're going to get an entire listing of names. Now, when you get to ones like Rothschild and Rockefeller, know that that simply is a representative of that family group. And that some of these members of the committee basically change. But it is all control, and it is all major, major portion of the British Israel organization, and they are your Antichrist. Now, is there more I could add to that? Quite frankly, I forgot the question.
Does anybody else have any spontaneous questions?
Spontaneous question. Hassan, how was it, the whole thing with channeling with Dharma, do you understand our English talking to you, or is it necessary, how come you can't talk to us on the radio or whatever? Why is it necessary that you use the medium of a human being such as Dharma to communicate with him?
I only use her as a translator, because you ones don't seem to understand my language. If you were in the room, and I were in the room, I guess I could speak. I have no reason to speak. I just have no reason to speak. All my communication is through this kind of a route at this time. When I am with you, which I fully will be, then I will speak. I practice at it from time to time. I don't have any need to speak. And when I utilize, it's like a foreign language. There are now a few who can pick up the pulses, even in your intelligence community, because you see, they come right through on a frequency that some of your military radio bands can pick them up. This new system can pick them up. But it's like a code to anyone receiving them. You know, we've had ones who have been able to pick up the signals when I give the frequency, and they say, well, I can't understand these beeps and tones. Well, I'm sorry. That's the language. And she's trained to interpret it. That's all. She's a translator. Nothing more. I send a radio signal and she translates it, just as if I were speaking Russian, like Gorbachev, and someone is there translating it into English. And if you can understand it, then you needn't have her at all. Okay. I don't mean to be flippant. I got a giggle or two in here. But there's no reason that you can't understand, except that you just don't. It's a radio signal.
So, Dharma Lady hears this language that we wouldn't understand, but she does understand it?
It's not a language. It's a pulse. It's a pulse, like a Morse code, only extremely rapid. You see, what you ones don't understand is that many of you were, quote, in this first migration, and you're back for a very specific purpose. And this is hers. She understands it. She's trained in it. You will do something else, for instance. We don't need everybody to translate, but I'll tell you where all of the ones who base their livelihood and their egos and everything else on this receiving stuff are going to be shortly out of a job. There isn't anybody who can't receive. No one. And as all of mankind becomes more enlightened, everybody will be receiving, and it's not going to be any different. There's nothing special about it. And ones who make it special and set them up as gurus, that's a gross error. And they are the ones making the error. That doesn't mean that some of them are not giving extremely valid information. I don't even like to talk about the subject because I don't even wish to speak on the subject. If you are studying your material, God gives you and wants you to have everything there is. He wants you to have knowledge. He wants you to read every book you can get your hands on, good, bad, or otherwise. Then you will know. And you will know for self. You don't need a fortune teller. Please be discerning. And when you're trying to discern what may be valid, ask a series of questions. If it is the local minister, and if you are a minister, go within and ask yourself, what am I telling these people? What am I doing to tell them not to experience? You see, here's what's happening. Don't read any of that Phoenix material. It's from Satan. It's evil. Cast it out. Burn it. Why? If it is so bad, are you so stupid that you can't see it? They don't want you to have it for the same reason you may not question the Holocaust in Canada, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, or Germany. What might be in there that man, M-A-N, doesn't want you to have? Because you are innately intelligent. And you will know truth when you see it. God will always tell you to read it all. Truth will stand. And you're going to find contradictions from one journal to another. I don't know how you go. This is the next question. Well, I haven't time to read 52 journals. I'm sorry, I cannot help you there. I can only put it down. You have to decide what you will do with it. But never will God tell you not to read it all. Go read Rompha, go read Lazarus, go read Mafu. Listen to what they say. Mark it against the laws of God, and if it holds true, it is true. If it crosses those laws as given, and you know what they are, because every soul birthed is born with that knowledge. And if you have to do anything in the secret places, hidden places, question why you do that. And why you go to other men for your sanction to continue it. Because you turn away from God. Use your discernment. I will not speak against these others. I had Dharma cut her teeth on Rompha. She wanted nothing to do with any part of this and had never heard of such a thing. And she didn't know any Jay-Z Knight. And maybe 5 years ago, I don't lose track of your time. A book on Rumpke came into her hands. I believe through Desiree Green was the instigator. She had heard about it, and I believe Oberle might have gotten it from Washington. But it's funny, you will find the Phoenix material banned in Rumpke's group. Well, I don't ban Rumpke. I certainly do not ban the Bible. That's what comes back to me. The Bible is the greatest substantial support for what I write. You can see it. Wars and things of that sort are not of God. And yet all of the good and wondrous teachings of God are not ruined in that book. And because they were not completely ruined in that book, your enemy had to go write another one called the Talmud. I am not going to discern for you whether Enoch is valid or what is the Urantia book. Go through there. Choose those things that are truth. Mark up if you wish to ignorance or accident or error. And don't forget that some of these books have been rewritten and rewritten and retranslated. And each time there is translation, I can't imagine anyone in either of these groups this day, and Oberle sitting here writing as fast as he can so he can find anything on these tapes later, who will be able to give me back what I have given to you. And you're talking about a master that experienced, and it was put to print some 300 years after his passing. Just use reason. God gave it to you. You will know. You don't need to ask. And if you enjoy the social aspect of being with these groups because they are headed in the right direction, then I suggest you be there. You will know when it's time to pass on because you will seek farther. And God will always be there. God does not turn from man. Man turns from God. But I must caution you, after these migrations, and when you reach that final hour and you have decided against God and God has to depart from this planet with his people, he will depart. And this planet will be devoid of God, and I don't care by what definition you wish to write this story. Hell is the absence of God and light. For God is light, and God is the Word. And when God severs himself from a place or a people, you are left in hell by any definition. Any other questions?
Yes, I have one.
Please.
A number of us have not taken any of the flu shots in the last 10 or 15 years and yet have suffered ongoing flu symptoms or cold symptoms. How does this happen if we're not taking the flu shots? Is there something else that's being directed at people?
Well, the flu shots, as far as I'm concerned, are only damaging anyway. Yes. You are continually under bombardment. And you will have whole masses of the community coming down at once. They are testing their system. They are debilitating the population. They are getting ready to set you up for an emergency of one kind or another continually now. your government has to maintain its executive order capability. Plus, you are. This has been going on, you see, for decades. Decades. Various and some. Let's see. Higher forms of killing. Paxton, I believe, is the author. I don't want to go to my scanners. Somebody, I know that the name of the book is Higher Forms of Killing. Go in there and see what they were doing with chemical warfare and biological warfare and testing against whole cities like San Francisco. And how it can be that everybody in town will come down with the flu or a bad cold in the same afternoon, or poisoning, you know, sickness, Legionnaire's disease, etc. I'm sorry. I really kind of wish that God did some of these things so we could stop it. But you've been set up. And I would like to say it's going to get better. I would perceive that it's going to get worse. And it would seem hopeless, but I'm telling you, you are the hope. The truth will give you your freedom, and you are the hope. We're the host. We have come to walk with you, to prepare a way and a place for the Master to return, so that you can get on with some higher lessons. And it's not mystical. This is a sad part of it. You're made to be terrified. It's only ignorance. I didn't say stupidity. You just don't yet know. So be a little patient and be kind to yourself. And I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you to do to stop these symptoms, because you're just going to have them. But you will be able to counter them. I'm sorry I couldn't give you more. Is there another question?
Hans, what is it that we should be focusing on at this time?
Obviously God, and that ultimate journey, and to bring this planet back into balance. What you must focus on in your nation as a people is the holding on to your constitution, which is being taken completely away from you. It already is in practice. You think that you're a free nation, you're not. And all of your constitutional rights are one by one being taken from you. Your judicial system is an incredible mess. There is no justice. It is completely controlled. So your focus at this particular time is whatever is required to hold that constitution as a viable form of political, if nothing else, foundation. Because no matter what happens, if there is a remnant left to reclaim and rebuild, you will have the foundation already structured, the blueprint, if you will, for how to build a nation. And then at this point, you need to effort to get someone into that White House that maybe can begin to make a difference. I am continually ask this question. I support voting rights. I would, however, suggest that probably voting rights hasn't a prayer of winning any presidency. They won't let him get on the air. He is not a sophisticated person in the rest of the misery. When you get outside the CIA and the special forces, and the military. The most ideal thing that you could do would be to elect someone like a Pat Buchanan. Perfection? No. But let me have one of you present me with perfection, and I'll discuss it. There are many ones who are expressing the right ideas, but they're not running. You need someone who is running, who can get it, and demand they have a running partner like a Bo Brights, so that you can get some force into that office when you get in there. The closer you get to getting someone elected, let us go back to North Carolina yesterday or the day before. They had a Republican meeting and only Bush was allowed in. Now this is where you are with your Constitution. They are absolutely blatantly throwing it in your face. So I would guess that if it begins to look as if somebody else will get in there, if it is not one of Bush's people, and when I'm talking about that, I don't care whether it's Democrat or Republican. You can talk about Clinton. I'm not interested in his lifestyle, but I'll tell you one thing. He is a member of the Bilderbergers, and that is a right hand of the Committee of 300 World Controllers. And you can trace his family right up through the ranks. So you see, if he were in there, he would be a tool. But they are literally, your Zionist counterparts, really want to pull Bush down and get their own in there. So you have massive political play at the top. You see, Israel put a contract on Bush's life when he didn't give the money over. And your government, your Congress, is controlled through those Zionist lobbies. 65% of your Congress is in the pocket of Israel. Now, amazingly enough, we talk about the ADL of B'nai B'rith as a Jewish organization, and therefore the Anti-Defamation League is a Jewish organization. No, it is not a Jewish organization. It was created and spread about by British intelligence. And right out of that same mold comes the World Zionist Organization, the World Jewish Organization, the World Jewish League. You have to understand that it's very hard to isolate your enemy. But there's some great and massive power plays being taken place at the top levels. Now, the thing that you better hold your breath about, that will be shocking to you, is that probably your human salvation. That's a bad choice of words, but I don't find another one. Your help is going to come from some very strange human resources. And they're going to come out of what they call the White Russians. Because you see, the military machine in Russia, the KGB, forget it. I tell you to forget it because it's all lumped now into this massive one organization of the KGB, Mossad, CIA, you name it. These are the top elite forces. They are masters at terrorism. But the cosmospheres and most of the nuclear, massive nuclear weapons are still not in the hands of those Soviets who are now calling themselves united or unified or something, which isn't even a word, it's a verb. You unify things. They are neither unified nor is it a word, but that's what they're calling themselves. And so far, those cosmospheres are keeping peace in your world. And this is another reason that they'd like to get this grid system, the elite, and this is why the satellites keep going up. And for every satellite that goes up, you can know at least 10 others are being placed to bounce off those beams as they cross the ocean, because they're now towers probably every 50 to 60 miles all over your globe where there is landmass. And they can focus these woodpecker beams on the curvature of the earth. You see, Tesla's things have been perfected far, far.